Ottawa police say 4 children and 2 adults are dead and a 7th person is injured after what the police chief is describing as an attack by a lone actor in an Ottawa suburb Wednesday night. Police Chief Eric Stubbs initially used the phrase mass shooting in an interview with CBC News, but officials have yet to confirm if that's the case. Police were called to a townhouse in Barrhaven shortly before 11 p.m. Wednesday and discovered the bodies in what Stubbs is calling a horrific scene. One man was arrested very shortly after police arrived. Stubbs said there is no ongoing threat to public safety. A 7th person was taken to hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. The victims have not been identified, but Sri Lanka's High Commission in Ottawa says they were a family of Sri Lankan nationals. Sri Lanka's High Commission in Ottawa confirmed Thursday morning that the people who died were not Canadian citizens. The High Commission said the father survived but his wife and children died, adding it is in touch with their family members in the country's capital of Colombo. A smear of what appeared to be blood was visible on the front door of one of the homes next door Thursday morning. Stubbs says police are still trying to determine the relationship between the suspect and the victims, but it did not appear to be a case of domestic violence. A mass shooting like this, with this amount of victims, is not a common occurrence in this community, Stubbs told CBC. It is a safe community. Don Pereira, a neighbor, said he met the family that lived in the home last fall at a Halloween party at the nearby Catholic elementary school. He said the father was from Sri Lanka. Shanti Ramesh, who lives across the street, was alerted to a commotion late Wednesday. From her balcony, she saw a man sitting on the driveway of the home and yelling before 2 police officers arrived and carried him away. Several more police cruisers and an ambulance arrived on the scene shortly afterward, Ramesh said. Barrhaven is a fast-growing suburb about 20 kilometers south of the city's downtown core. The townhouse is located on Berrigan Drive, a busy through street located within a block of 2 different elementary schools. On Thursday morning, 5 marked police cars were parked on the street and in driveways near the home, which is a middle unit in a row of brick townhouses. Several investigators in white jumpsuits were going in and out of the home throughout the early morning on Thursday. At around 9 a.m., investigators began loading something into a van parked in the driveway, while other officers blocked the view of the front door with a white sheet. A stretcher sat behind the van. Neighbors, many of them walking their kids to school, were horrified by the scene unfolding before them. Ahmed Saed was walking his son to the school about a block away from the home Thursday. He said he lives nearby and walks his son past the home every morning. This is unbelievable for the whole neighborhood, Saed said. Stubbs said police were still confirming the identities of all the victims. Charlene Hunter, a spokesperson for the Ottawa Catholic School Board, said she had not been told if the children attended one of the board's schools but said students and staff will be provided with any assistance or support they need. We at the Ottawa Catholic School Board want to express our deep sorrow for the tragic events that occurred in the Barrhaven community, she said. Our thoughts and prayers are with all affected by this loss. Katie McNally, who lives a short drive away, said she considered keeping her kids home until the police made clear there was no ongoing threat. She said she is in disbelief that it happened. What could cause someone or people to do this, you know, annihilate 6 people that had their lives to lead, she said. I'll definitely be hugging my family a bit tight tonight. Police said investigative teams remain at the site and asked anyone with information to contact the homicide unit. Ottawa Mayor Mark Sutcliffe called the news distressing for all of the city's residents. I was devastated to learn of the multiple homicide in Barrhaven, one of the most shocking incidents of violence in our city's history, Sutcliffe said in a post on X. Ontario Premier Doug Ford also offered his condolences. This morning's news is heartbreaking, he said on X. My thoughts are with the family and friends of the 6 victims and the entire Ottawa community who is reeling from this terrible tragedy. Police said a media update would be provided later Thursday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 7, 2024. Stephanie Taylor and Mia Rapson, The Canadian Press.